Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hit us up on Twitter if you can't get through or make a call via the phones at 800-636-1067. Where should the venom and anger be directed at today? That is the question on Grant and Danny. We could turn our attention to the New York Giants in just a few minutes if we'd like as well. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny is at Funny Danny. Is there any specific person or thing you're angry at today?
No. And I was puzzled by that after the game. Puzzled by that as I went to sleep or didn't go to sleep, stared at the ceiling, wondering how we're here again. And I guess my only anger is really at myself for thinking that it was different. I guess my only anger is at me for really believing that a corner had been turned or that they could pull something out. I mean, only a DC sports team could be up in a record-setting way.
Out, though.
Well, with 3 minutes left, they did.
Oh, you mean when they were up 15 and you got excited?
Yeah, the same way that I didn't think the Nationals were going to get out of the first round again, and then Michael A. Taylor hits a homer, and Max Scherzer's coming in with a 3-run lead. I mean, only the teams that I love rip it away from you in the most galling way possible. There's nothing more DC sports than it feels hopeless, but then they show you the most possible hope and then get that ripped away. Who owns the record for largest lead ever given up in a division series? The Nationals do. Who owns the record now for the New Orleans Saints' largest fourth quarter comeback in their history? Previously, 0-223, down 14 points in the fourth quarter. Now they're 1-223, only the Redskins. That's where I got mad. I mean, just the fact is, as you said, going into the game, I didn't think they'd win. I thought they'd be outclassed. They'd have a nice start, get up early. Tragic mistake would happen, and then New Orleans would boat race them. But there they were with a chance to steal one, and they couldn't wait to give it back.
They will have won 8 games in 3 straight seasons if they finish 4-2 in their final 6, which is very plausible, by the way.
It's on the table.
Based on the record they have now, the way that they've played, and the schedule they have ahead. 8 wins in 3 consecutive years. Now, people are going to say that's not good enough, that we shouldn't accept that. And I've heard Chad on the afternoon show, Chad Dukes versus the World, talking about this, basically saying I'm past 8-8, 9-7. And I don't know how and when we became too good for that, because around here, that's not a bad thing. But if you're looking for the last time the Redskins have won 8 games or more in 3 consecutive seasons, you've got to go back to 1999, 2000, and 2001. That's the last time they've done that. And so you're talking about 16 years ago. And that is why we can debate and you can have a reasonable opinion that they haven't improved substantially, or this is the same old thing, or that they aren't better, or you're fooling yourself if you think they're close. Because honestly, it's tough to prove. I mean, last year they were a plus 13 in point differential. This year they're a minus 28. I mean, there's some metrics to find there. The fact is that the numbers, and so a lot of the evidence is on my side. It's on the side of the reasonable, rational person who's saying, if they use their eyeballs and you take as much emotion out of it as you can, which is difficult, this is the hardest this team has played for a coach in years and years. This is the first time that they don't get blown out, that they don't lose games handily, that every game not only comes down to the end, but against really good teams could be theirs in a long, long time. And it's the toughest schedule they've had with all the injuries. And you can say, oh, those are excuses. Okay, fine. You're a tougher person than I am. You'd survive longer in the wilderness. Congratulations. That and a couple bucks will buy you a pack of gum. I'm just going to keep sitting here being reasonable. And you can shout me down if you want to. But the other thing I'd point out is look at the Philadelphia Eagles. Look at the New Orleans Saints, who the Redskins just played, okay? Those two teams similarly kind of hovered around 500, not going anywhere quickly for a few years. The Saints didn't make major changes. Matter of fact, go back and read offseason stories the last couple years with their salary cap situation and the moves they were making.
They were in cap hell for a couple years.
People were saying that organization was cooked, that they were done, their window had closed. Remember, they won 13-11, 13 games in a 3-year stretch, including that Super Bowl win under Sean Payton. They stuck with Payton after bounty scandal, and then they went 7-9 in 4 of 5 seasons, including 3 in a row. They just decided, you know what? We're pretty close. We need another draft. We need to keep the band together. We need a couple players on defense. We need to change the philosophy on that side of the ball. They're 8-2 right now, and maybe the second best team in the NFC other than the Eagles. The Eagles, the other of the best teams in the Redskins Conference, are another really good example. Philadelphia blew out a head coach, and last year with Doug Peterson were kind of the same thing that they've been at 7-9. They've just kind of hovered around back-to-back years at 500. There was no call for firing Doug Peterson or blowing out a plan or saying this guy can't play or that guy can't play. It was just kind of a calm, methodical, let's take another step forward. And they did. I don't understand why Redskins fans who despise Dan Snyder for how reactionary and angry and volatile he is always demand to fire people. And I know you're not doing that, Danny, because there's a couple conversations you can have. You're saying you're annoyed by this and you're tired of it. You should be annoyed by this and you should be tired of it. But for the people one step further, and I don't even know it's worth addressing them, but who are talking about, oh, a coach needs to be fired or major changes need to be made. It's just silly. It is comical. And I'm glad that Dan Snyder's actually a little bit more reasonable than them. That Bruce Allen's actually a little bit more reasonable than those crazy fans.
Yeah.
Because they actually signed Gruden to extension this offseason. Like, I don't actually believe for one second they're having conversations about Jay Gruden's future in Washington. I think it's something that's ridiculous that's happening outside of the building. But I think in the building, they've kind of got a direction and a plan that they're sticking to, and I hope that's the case.
I see your point in a lot of ways, but I don't know that I'd point to Philadelphia as the hallmark of stability. Three coaches in 5 years, the same way the Redskins have.
Sure, but I'm just saying 7-9, two straight years, and look what they did this year.
Sure.
They have basically taken the lid off, and my point is they were close, and we both kind of said it. That team's pretty good.
They're on the way.
They need to get better, and guess what they did? They added talent at receiver. They added talent at running back. They upgraded their defense.
Well, they drafted a quarterback at the second overall. And,
yes,
and
they did.
Went and
that's
signed
true.
People. So I guess, but again, we're refuting the general with this specific. You're absolutely right. My frustration is it'll be a different story next year. There'll be a different reason. This year it's the injuries. That's a clear and present thing. That's 100% true. The injuries have caused the fact they're not as good as they should be. The schedule, it turns out that's bad luck for them. It really is. It's terrible luck. If they played Kansas City this week, they'd probably beat them. Kansas City sucks all of a sudden. When you went to Arrowhead, Kansas City was great. Oh, well, I mean, what do you do about that? There's nothing you can do. There's always going to be something with this group. There's a commonality. You've got 26 years of a huge sample with these wild fluctuating changes. This coach can't do it. That coach can. This is the new change. No more Vinny Serrato. Now it's Bruce. Now it's Scott McLuhan. Now it's something else. Now this scout's been promoted. Well, now Alex Santos gets a new office, so that's great. Whatever it is, they end up in the same spot. That's my exasperation. So, no, you shouldn't just punt what can be okay. But that's my point, is it's always just okay. It's always just mediocre. There's always, for every step forward, there's two violent steps back and a self-inflicted wound. That's what has me just at the end of my rope with a group that, as I say, can no longer hurt me.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. If you missed Kirk Cousins earlier today, you'll hear that interview at 1 o'clock. Who are you down on, angry about, disappointed in? That is the question at 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.